This weekend, the Curtis Institute of Music in Philadelphia turns 100 years old. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports the small classical music conservatory in Rittenhouse Square has been generating the world's finest musicians since 1924.
In its run-up to its centenary season, the Curtis Institute of Music's president and CEO, Roberto Diaz, conducted audience surveys to see how people feel about the Institute.
And the one thing that came back that was very interesting is that Curtis has kind of cornered the market on being Curtis. Nobody does Curtis better than Curtis.
On October 13, 1924, the Curtis Institute began fully formed. Its founder, Mary Louise Curtis Bock, was heir to the Saturday Evening Post and the Ladies Home Journal magazine Fortune. And she had deep contacts in the music world, including conductor Leopold Stokowski and pianist Joseph Hoffman. With their help, Diaz said Curtis was able to launch at a world-class level from day one.
Tapping into the world of these two incredibly high-visibility artists of the time, they were able to get people to come and join the faculty. You know, the best faculty brings the best students, and the best students get you the best faculty, and so it's just the cycle, if you will.
As part of the weekend anniversary, the Curtis is releasing new student recordings of works by nine composers who had gone through Curtis over the last century, including Samuel Barber, Jennifer Higdon, and Leonard Bernstein. The Curtis has acted as a kind of farm school for major orchestras, including the Philadelphia Orchestra. In the early 2000s, more than 60% of the musicians in the Philadelphia Orchestra hailed from Curtis. The orchestra and the school are just four blocks apart. From his office on Spruce Street, the CEO of the Philadelphia Orchestra, Matthias Tarnopolsky, can watch musicians carrying instrument cases walking between the two all day.
The Philadelphia Orchestra and the Curtis Institute of Music have a deep and close and long relationship for, well, since Curtis was founded 100 years ago. It is one of those legendary conservatory orchestra relationships.
The Curtis is a small school with a student to teacher ratio of nearly 1-to-1. There are 115 faculty members for 165 students, and tuition has always been free. The Curtis is one of the very few schools in the world where everyone who passes its rigid selection process gets a full scholarship. Many of them come internationally. Katie Trigg is a mezzo-soprano singer who grew up in a rural village in New Zealand called Nahina Puri. It has a population of just 300 people and is surrounded by bucolic landscapes that are recognizable as the filming locations for the Lord of the Rings trilogy. She told WHYY-TV's On Stage at Curtis that Curtis was a huge step from there.
New Zealand is a really great environment for nurturing young singers. We have a lot of amazing singers coming out of there, but, you know, there always has to be a jumping point, and I think for me, Curtis is that jumping point.
Later this month, the Curtis will mark its centenary with a large-scale concert in Marian Anderson Hall at the Kimmel Center. It will feature the Grammy-winning trio Time for Three and a piece from the very first public concert ever performed by Curtis students 98 years ago, Gene Sibelius's Finlandia. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.